Good afternoon. This is Jack Marks with Wall Street Reporter, and today I'm speaking with Scott Rowick. He's the CEO of AdX Media. Stock symbol is ADXM on the bulletin board. Scott, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate the time.
Well, you know, let's start off with getting a picture of AdX's business. You're in two areas. One is, I guess, the internet advertising area, and you also have a proprietary product that you market. So can you give us a quick background of that?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think that the best way to describe our business is really kind of a marketing services platform. You know, what really we endeavor to do is take great products that are either online or coming online and offer them up what amounts to be a pretty broad and diversified distribution network, both kind of domestically and internationally. And really what we do is we cover all of what I call the middle area on behalf of the advertisers. So we'll do kind of a transparent soup-to-nuts application on a cost-per-action basis, where we provide a lot of the creative marketing services, customer service, fulfillment support that enable these products to do well online.
So as an example, like who are some of your typical customers?
Well, we have we really began servicing customers in the mobile space. You know, and we're kind of countercyclical in the sense that cost per action advertising tends to do well in a downturn. So we began by servicing kind of what I would call high volume direct response marketers. Started with a lot of the mobile marketers, and then you know, kind of transitioning some of that volume into more of the health and beauty vertical. So we work with a lot of direct marketers that have a variety of products such as skincare, acne care, weight loss, diet, teeth whitening. Those types of offers tend to do pretty well online at the moment.
And so they come, they come to you and you propose a cost per action in terms of from a lead generation standpoint, or you get paid when an actual order gets you know, gets processed?
Yeah, it tends to be defined by the advertiser. So some advertisers will endeavor to pay on a cost per lead, and some will pay on a cost per sale. So we don't normally dictate the terms of the cost per action. Normally we let the advertiser do that. But you know, why this advertising is so effective is that when you pay on a cost per action or cost per sale, the smart marketers are those that can really pretty quickly ascertain lifetime value, and as such, they're able to price this media in such a way that gives them a positive ROI, you know, out of the gate. So, you know, a lot of the branding advertising that suffers in these downturns gets picked up by these direct response marketers because they know so long as they can pay underneath what they're actually making, they'll kind of do it, you know, kind of all day long type thing.
Mm-hmm. Now, you operate essentially an advertising network.
Yeah, I mean, depending on how you define network, what we do is we go out and place on behalf of our advertisers media buys on a daily basis. So we'll go out and we kind of black box the internet, because the challenge for advertisers these days is that the medium, in terms of the media, changes so quickly and is so diverse and different. You have, you know, display networks, search networks, affiliate networks, and you have it both domestically and internationally. You have new phenomena like Facebook or Twitter that are coming up, and so there's a real value add that we provide in kind of organizing and buying media across all of those networks on behalf of advertisers. So we're kind of we're a network in the sense that we will take on any number of advertisers, and we're also a network in the sense that we deal with a lot of different distribution channels kind of on a day-to-day basis.
Mm-hmm. And you know, this space, there's obviously, you know, a lot of competition in that area. Like, how do you stand out? What is it that you do that's unique?
Well, I think that one unique element of what we do is we're able to control the entire process from beginning to end, and that gives us a huge advantage over an advertiser that just simply deals with, say, a distribution network or an affiliate network. So we can, as an example, on kind of a real-time basis, do a lot of split testing and variable testing to really kind of get at a ad that generates the highest response possible. So we're very reactive, in terms of being able to look at data. It really comes down to being just a data-driven business. I mean, when you go out and spend the amount of money that we do online, it's just imperative that you have a system in place that can organize the data in such a way that you can kind of react on the fly and make changes. So we're able to kind of keep a very positive ROI by staying really close to the data and making changes both on what we pay for, the media, and also making changes in landing pages, creative, so on and so forth. So we like to think that, you know, we're a very reactive company that kind of subsists in a marketplace that's pretty dynamic.
So let's maybe like use an example. Let's say, I have a teeth whitening company, and
right.
I come to you and say, look, I want to sell this product for, $99. How are you going to help me sell it?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, I think that what we study first and foremost is really the type of advertising that works online. So we work with a pretty select group of advertisers that fit certain criteria, and the criteria tend to be advertising that we see currently working online. So if it fits within that bucket, you kind of pass the first door, and certainly health and beauty online is just a massive market that that we're exploiting now. So normally, if you get past that first door, then we can start looking at the economics of the deal and understanding the qualities of the product and what might make it appealing to a consumer. So, we can see already, in terms of the media buying that we already do, the types of landing pages, creatives that generate consumer responses. So we're able then to fit your product into one of those templates and then begin testing it. And again, for the advertiser, it's a real no lose situation, because you're simply paying when an action happens. So we'll do some low level testing on the offer to make sure that we have a winning combination. And once we find that we do, we can really scale it pretty quickly. Some advertisers need us to provide customer service, merchant account, fulfillment services, and of course we can do all of that on our dime as well.
And how do you differentiate do you give a customer do you put them into like an affiliate network, or do you do do you promote them through text ads, do you put them into everything, or do you first figure out which one works better? How does that work?
Yeah, I mean, the great thing about a lot of the different types of ways you can buy media is oftentimes you can test it for under $100, right? So if it's Google, we're able to buy AdWords on Google and keep our spend relatively light. But ideally, we find the areas that we can elicit the highest possible return for the advertisers and also ourselves. So, we have media buying going on in as many networks as we possibly can. Each have their own kind of blueprint or way to interact with them. So we really work to build our expertise around understanding the different ad networks, how to price them, how to work with them, such that when we do launch a campaign, we kind of can, and certainly a winning campaign, we can launch it very, very quickly and very fast. And also work within the guidelines of the particular advertiser. So, there are probably thousands of affiliate networks. There are easily several hundred ad networks. There are obviously the portals that we buy directly from. So what we just try to do is simplify the distribution process for the advertiser. There just happens to be a lot going on in that area. What we find is far too much for any advertiser to kind of wrap their head around. So that's kind of where we shine.
And so the advertiser comes to you, and is it basically a situation where they only pay on a cost per action, or do they have to, in other words, is there, do they have any, when you say it's a no-lose situation, you create all the landing pages and the creative at no charge, or how does that work?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we're very much unlike a traditional ad agency in the sense that, number one, everything we do is cost per action oriented. As I said earlier, normally the advertiser can dictate the terms of the action. So some may say, listen, we'll pay a certain commission when an actual sale happens. Or some may say, well, we'll pay a lower commission, but we'll do it on a lead. So normally we let the advertiser define those terms for themselves. And we normally know what works online, so we can make a lot of recommendations. But yeah, I mean, what really differentiates us is, you know, we're going to provide pretty much all the services that an advertiser is going to need. So again, if it's customer service, we have relationships and contracts with folks that can answer the phone for these products 24/7. If it's, you know, navigating the world of merchant accounts, we've got established, you know, onshore, offshore merchant accounts that help the advertiser with that element of the business. If it's fulfillment, if it's product procurement, really, you know, once we decide to work with an advertiser, we really wrap our arms around the business, because ultimately we've got to do that to ensure that, you know, we can make money and we can succeed as a business once we do that. So we really can bring a lot to the table.
So you offer really, it looks like a completely turnkey, you know, direct marketing solution online.
That's right. Yeah. And what we see out there is, you know, certainly in the infomercial world or the offline world, a lot of really great, interesting products that look at online, and, you know, their idea of perhaps ad buying is buying on Google. And so there's really no shortage of, you know, interesting product that have been developed offline for, say, television, radio, and retail, mm-hmm. that we think is moving our way. And so we're kind of right in the middle of that trend of moving those products and services online. In addition, you know, there's just any large number of products that are being developed exclusively online, and so we're pretty compelling. Reason. We have a lot of compelling reasons to work with us, because we don't just do one element of it. We'll in fact do all of the elements for it in a way that minimizes the risk for the advertiser. So that's kind of our main selling point.
Now, Scott, what do you see, you know, like you mentioned the health and beauty market. Like, what is sort of, how big, you know, what is the hottest area really in the online marketing space right now?
Well, you know, we, in the areas that we focus on, it's mostly direct response type advertising. And, I mean, these are, you know, I may be able to quantify somewhat of what's going on, but it's a lot bigger than most people realize. There are certainly products out there that are doing, 10 to 50,000 sales a day in
really?
Kind of continuity-based products. So, you know, think about it kind of like
some examples.
Oh, you know, I mean, you know, diet always and probably will remain until the end of time to be a very big vertical. So a lot of the guys in the diet space that are either providing product or services are selling, you know, large amounts of subscriptions or continuity-based product. Dating, I mean, dating vertical is just huge right now. So the eHarmonies of the world. We've recently begun to look at language learning at the, you know, after the success of Rosetta Stone. So, I mean, anything in the learning kind of area is also of great interest. So these are just massive verticals. I don't know that I could do the proper justice to describe just how big they are, but a lot of volume is going on, and probably more so now that, you know, a lot of the advertising in these types of economies becomes much cheaper for us to buy. So we're able to kind of buy a whole lot more. And then you kind of couple that on top of the fact that more and more media gets created every day, every new Facebook page that goes up, or once they figure out how to monetize Twitter, that'll be a new avenue for us as well. So we're kind of riding two big curves on the media buying side as well.
Now, what is how like in the in terms of the direct response market online, like what is the size of that market in dollar terms?
Boy, I don't know that I can give it I can give it an exact number, but I'll give you one example. I mean, I know a particular diet product that is selling about 25,000 units a day. And again, this is just one product in a much, much larger vertical. But when you're selling 25,000 products a day, and the commission you're giving to people, say the affiliate networks, the display networks, is $50, you're spending, $750,000 a day buying this type of media. And again, that's one product.
Right.
That sits underneath a much,
Is
much
that
bigger
a
vertical.
now, is that like a is that a, an actual product? Is it like the pills, or is it more of one of those like a service?
Yeah, this is an example of an actual physical product. It's to give you a name, resveratrol is the new hot product of the day or the year, whatever it is.
Right. I'm seeing their ads, their ads, everywhere. This is Dr. Oz.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there you go. It's been focused, featured on 60 Minutes. So those types of products, can be built, tested, very, very quickly. And those types of volumes are not atypical for what's going on. Kind of the 25,000 to 50,000 sales per day of products like that. So big, big volume.
Okay. Now, your company, you have actually two sort of, I guess, your company operates in two areas. One is you serve, I guess, as an agency for these clients, but you also have your own proprietary product as well, right?
Yeah, and part of why building our own proprietary products were important were really kind of for us to basically understand every element of the sale and understand all the mechanics and build all the systems necessary to support third-party guys. So when you drive volume to yourself, you get the chance to go build all the systems you're going to need that will ultimately support third parties. So we built several products from the ground up, meaning that we went out and we found the manufacturer, we negotiated with the suppliers, with the vendors. We actually took the product itself. We ship it out ourselves. We have our own customer service. So it was really important for us to be able, as proof of concept, to show people that how it works and then ultimately provide all of the services around that to make their product work. So we took
your own cooking.
Go ahead.
I said, you eat your own cooking, basically.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, eating your own dog food, maybe not the perfect term for it, but it clearly wasn't designed to be a science project. We wanted to be able to do this ourselves, to understand all the intricacies around managing merchant accounts, for example, or chargebacks, or all the intricacies around properly answering phone calls. And once we could build that expertise, I think it gave us a lot of credibility to be able to provide those services to third parties, because clearly I don't think we want to be in the product business. It's just not a business we want to be in. We really want to be viewed as more of the platform that will enable these types of products to be sold, online, both domestically, internationally, kind of as a one-stop shop.
And you get now, just so that, I guess investors, are clear on this, you actually get a percentage. Addex Media actually gets a percentage of every sale, right?
That's right. Yeah, exactly. That's right.
So,
that's right.
Right. So you're not just getting a – so there's actually – when you scale up, there's actually tremendous potential, I assume, because you're not just getting a flat, fee or media buy. You're actually – if you're actually doing a good job, your upside is – I don't know, it's X percent per product per sale – I assume.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, a lot of what's working now is continuity-based billing, where products, are kind of available to the consumers on a monthly basis. So pretty much all of our contracts are designed so that our interests are really aligned with the advertiser to create as long of lifetime value as possible. So, normally in month one, the cost of the media is absorbed. So if we're out there buying media for, as an example, $50 per action, the cost of the media is borne in the first month, and then month two through whenever is generally where most of the profit is made. And so we share in that profit kind of as long as the consumer stays active. So we're really incentivized to create products, great products, that ensure that consumers stay on for an awfully long time and really like the product.
Now, do you have exclusive deals with certain products, or basically will you take anybody in a certain category? Let's say in the diet category, which has probably thousands of products out there right now.
Yeah, I mean, certainly the ones we build ourselves, we'll build them in areas that we just think have huge potential. We're beginning to work with several third parties now that on an exclusive basis, where we'll go ahead and do all this work for exclusivity. So we're looking to branch out outside of health and beauty into different areas. And when we do that with a third party, one of the things that we certainly will negotiate is some type of exclusivity, because, as a company, we devote an awful lot of resources to making things work online. And for that, what we ask for is exclusivity over a period of time, or as long as we can generate certain volumes, we have the right to exclusively market that product. But like you said, there's so many products in each of these verticals that we're very, very particular about the types of companies we work with, because it really has to fit a certain profile for us to really consider it, because, again, there's a lot of products, but very, very few that actually work in high volume.
Mm-hmm. What is the background, if you can maybe share about, sort of your background and your management team's background?
Sure. I've been doing this style of marketing in perhaps different flavors for about 12 years. So I, starting back in 99 and earlier, I was involved in building some of the early affiliate networks and really just getting a really great understanding of direct response and how it was playing out on the internet. So I've got, I think I'm 41, but I'm considered an old bird in the space. It's dominated by younger guys than me, but I've got a lot of experience kind of building companies up past the $100 million a year mark in a variety of different capacities. Brian Carosi, my partner, similar type of experience, probably 8 years in the online space, a variety of different roles. So he's got a pretty great operational understanding of how these things all play out. Ben Zadek, our CFO, is a guy that's been public with a number of companies, young guy that understands how quickly our space moves. And so he provides, obviously, a lot of the framework, the financial framework to making this work. And then finally, our strategic advisor is a gentleman named Joe Abrams. And Joe's noted for having started Intermix, which, of course, became MySpace. Ultimately sold to Rupert Murdoch for a fair amount of money. And then prior to that, he created, along with his cousin, a business called Software Toolworks, which was sold, I think, back in the early 90s for about $460 million in the software business. So he provides a lot of the strategic leadership that we need when we kind of go out and build our business.
Mm-hmm. Now, the company has been around, is it 4 years, I believe?
No, our company is a little over a year old. We started the company back in April of last year.
Okay. I guess my information was off. Now, and you're doing about, from the financials, you're doing, is it a $8 million run rate? Or that was 2008?
Well, yeah, we were, we were in business for about, we got the company launched and going last year in 2008, I think. Did close to $9 million in revenue for the first 6 months or so, and this year we're on a pace to do quite a bit more than that.
Let's talk about that. Like, what is the what kind of run rate are you on right now?
I don't know. Again, I'm probably not the best person to describe the run rate piece of it, or really know the intricacies of what I can and can't share. I'll just tell you that the growth is pretty substantial over last year. I think we set guidance in the second quarter, think, I believe, around $8 million for the second quarter, and we're certainly on pace to meet or exceed that. And I think the third quarter is looking equally as good, if not better. So, from doing $9 million our first 6 months last year into this year, I think you'll see a pretty significant growth in terms of what we're doing.
Okay. So it looks like, I'll just throw out a number. It looks like you're on track to do about $30 million or so in top line sales.
Sounds good. Hopefully more.
Okay. All right. What about now? At what point will the company be break even or profitable? When can we see that, and what
Yeah,
kind of margins?
this quarter is definitely our break even to profitable quarter. We really spent a lot of time last year and resources, obviously, building the infrastructure necessary to do all this stuff. It's really not trivial. When it comes down to the amount of money that we spend online and the number of campaigns that we do on a daily basis, what was really just a necessity is building out the technology to support that. So we spent a lot of money, a lot of resources last year kind of building out both people resources and technology resources to do what we do. But certainly this quarter, with our volume, we're definitely break even to profitable, and we kind of hope to maintain that going into the future. So I think I look at it this way. I mean, it's the online space, or just the economy in general, is probably the worst recession certainly in our lifetime. But for us to kind of build what we built last year in the middle of a recession and do what we're doing into 2009 is something that we're pretty proud of.
Yeah, certainly. Now, what kind of margins can investors look forward to?
I'm probably best suited. I'd love to give you that answer on this phone call. Obviously, I know it's being taped, and I'm probably best suited giving that to Ben, my CFO. He probably knows that a whole lot deeper than myself, which is not a great answer, I know, but he could probably provide that. If you had any follow-up, I
All
could
right.
give you that information.
How about do you have any kind of projections? Like, where do you see, or actually, I guess, where do you see AdX Media, 2 years from now?
Well, I think if we do what we're going to do, I mean, I certainly think the revenue will speak for itself. I mean, I feel like we've had
Well, how do you see the
history.
company? Well, how do you see the company positioned 2 years from now? What is the company going to be like?
Yeah, I think what we'll be is really, kind of a very large and relevant media services platform, kind of product platform that will allow really, the Goosey Rinkers of the world to launch products with us. I think if we do what we say we're going to do, this platform is something of real value to somebody that either has products or services that want to move online. Ultimately, as well, we're building a pretty large data warehouse of buyers. So I think that's going to be something of relevance as well. We have, over 100,000 people that have bought from us, and we have information and looking at that as an asset. So I think, the revenue piece of it should speak for itself in terms of our growth, but ultimately, I think the platform is the important element of it, the ability to take, a product and service that either hasn't launched online or about to launch online, launch it with us, and really offer the entire internet marketing piece in one giant service. I think that's the real value of the company.
Okay. And now, Goosey Rinkers, what they're doing, what it's like a I think they're a billion plus in sales with their infomercials.
Yeah, I mean that, I certainly we're not even close to being on the radar of what they're doing, but I think that provides us kind of an interesting roadmap of somebody that can build products and services and sell them successfully on television, radio, retail. So I think that being able to build something of equivalence online is of great value, and we
But
feel like.
do you see, I'm sorry, do you see doing a, what do you see as the break, sort of as the split between, in that big picture between your proprietary product and, you know, where you have that agency relationship?
Right now, it's probably with what we're doing, it's probably skewed maybe about 60% to our own in-house products and about 40% to third party. And I don't know ultimately where that ends up. What I do know, again, is there's just no shortage of cool, innovative, neat products that are coming online, and the distribution keeps getting bigger and broader and wider. So ultimately, I think the market's going to figure that out, whether we're better suited kind of partnering with, the goofy rankers or the infomercial guys that are just kind of world-class at building, great product and then offering them everything that we do online, or whether we find that those are easy to build, the product piece is easy to build, and the difficult piece is the distribution slash marketing. So I don't know that I know where that ends up over time. But I do know, again, that trends are positive. More media is being created, and consumers are still buying. So.
Okay. Now, you just closed the financing round for about $2.5 million just recently. How are you going to be using the proceeds? How is that going to impact your growth going forward?
Really, just to fuel growth. I mean, all of this stuff, there's, what we do around continuity of credit. I mean, we've been affected somewhat by the credit tightening, but really for us to show a healthy balance sheet and to fuel growth. What ends up happening in certainly free trial offers is that the cost of the media tends to be borne pretty quickly, and then your money is made back over time. So long as you have the money to support that growth and the ROI is positive, you kind of want to keep that growth going and not have it slowed down artificially by balance sheet issues. So for us, it's really just kind of racing as fast as we can to grow the business when we see areas that we can make money at. And that's really the purpose of the financing for us.
Okay, sounds good. Well, now, in terms of the company, do you think that investors, clearly understand, the AdX story right now, or if not, what do you
Yeah.
think?
Well, it's hard, right? I mean, to describe what we do to a person that even has a fair degree of familiarity with online marketing can be daunting. To do it with someone that has kind of a cursory view of cost per action, or it can be very, very difficult. So, our challenge is being able to describe what we do simply to people that can kind of wrap their head around the story. We've struggled with that, admittedly, a bit, because what we do is kind of all over the board. It's changing all the time. So I think, best described as kind of a marketing services platform that tends to kind of get most people engaged more than, some of the finer details of what we do to make this happen. So.
Sounds good. Now, is there anything else you'd like to add for our investing audience?
Well, no. I mean, I just I'm happy to answer any questions anyone has. I'm happy to be able to present the company to the folks listening. AdX, ADEX is our website. Go check it out. We do as much as we can to describe what we do, and I think we're an interesting company, smack dab in the middle of a lot of interesting things going on in the online space. So we're pretty excited about that.
Well, great. Well, Scott, we look forward to following your progress in the months ahead.
Thank you so much for the time. I really appreciate that.
Thank you.